State of Illinois, Department of Children and Family Services. Otto Kerner, Governor. Cyril H. Winking, Director. The Banner. The Banner of Victory is a challenge to new valor. Illinois Braille and Sight-Saving School, Jacksonville, Illinois. Jack R. Hartong, Superintendent. April, 1966, Number 5. Carnival Capers. Once again, carnival time arrived at IBSSS on March 12, 1966. The Student Council-sponsored activity was, as usual, enjoyed by all. A 10-cent admission charge allowed students to come in and participate in all of the old activities at 5 cents per attraction. Booklets of 5 tickets sold for 25 cents. A marriage bureau and a jail were 2 popular new attractions. The hours of 6 to 7 were reserved for the younger students, while 7th grade, 8th grade, and high school students filled the rest of the evening until 10 p.m. Photo service made available by Student Council. 7th grade through high school students had the opportunity to pose for individual photographs on March 8, 1966, thanks to our Student Council. When the film has been processed, IBSSS students will be able to obtain 3 3x5-inch pictures and 18 wallet-size snapshots for the price of $2.50. Coming events. Spring Vacation, March 31. Junior Bake Sale, April 12. Final Entries Due, Virginia Lepori Contest, April 15. Steak Fry, April 28. Treat Your Taste Buds. On April 12, 1966, the junior class will sponsor a bake sale from 8:40 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. Site of the sale is to be the recreation room in the basement of Unit 1. As the students return from Easter holidays, each junior plans to bring samples of bakery goods from home. In addition, other samples of baked items in the cookie, pie, cake, and donut line would be most eagerly welcomed from faculty and staff by the juniors. Keep April 12 in mind as a day to treat your taste buds. Junior Olympics being readied. In the spring of this year, the boys from 8th through the 11th grades are going to be participating in an intramural Olympic track meet. There will be 2 teams. Team 1 consists of the 8th and 11th grades. Team 2 consists of the 9th and 10th grades. The representative from the 12th grade, James Crockett, will be acting as an official. Now that the wrestling season of 65 to 66 is a page of history, a look at some of the best individual records shows the following leaders. Crockett, 1-5, lost 0, ties 0. Baugh, 1-7, lost 7, ties 0. Spinner, 1-6, lost 4, ties 0. Cravens, 1-12, lost 2, ties 1. Smith, 1-5, lost 6, ties 1. Mitchell, 1-6, lost 6, ties 2. The team record reveals this season was not one of our best, but hopes are high for next year. The team lost 7 and won 3. There were no ties. The Banner. Editor, Esther Campbell. Feature reporters, Ruth Schumann, Carmen Cepeda. Sports, James Crockett. Grade school news, Patsy Davison, Janet Wittenberg. Faculty advisor, John Dietrich. Braille edition, Dave Stevens. Editorial. Spring comes round the corner. In the Northern Hemisphere, spring begins on the day the center of the sun is directly over the equator. This is usually March 21. Spring lasts till about June 21. Spring is the time of year when life begins again in nature. In many countries, the people have festivals celebrating the arrival of spring. March is the beginning of spring and the end of winter. March can be both wintry or spring-like. Blustery, windy days occur as frequently as mild, sunny days. In the Northern Hemisphere, many animals and plants awaken or come to life again during March. Sap flows in the trees, and green buds begin to appear. The first wildflowers can be found in the woods. Hibernating animals, such as the bears, chipmunks, and the woodchucks, leave their sleeping places. Wild geese and ducks begin their northward flights. In March, people begin to look for the first robin as a sign that spring has really come. Now that it is getting warm, the students of the Illinois Braille and Sight-Saving School should take advantage of the beautiful weather. Now is the time to bring out your cans and explore the world. Carmen Cepeda. Roving Reporter. This month, our question is, what business or restaurant do you find most attractive in Jacksonville? Dennis Bloomquist. The Ranch House, because they give good service, the prices are reasonable, and the people there are friendly. Lila Katz. I don't have any favorites. Mrs. Warren. I like Long's Pharmacy. The people there are friendly and give good service. Miss Shaker. There aren't any restaurants I particularly prefer in Jacksonville. However, I am very impressed with the service I have received from Dempsey TV, because they seem very honest and sincere in wanting to please their customers. Miss Whitmer. As far as restaurants are concerned, I prefer Howard Johnson's. For department stores, I would choose Waddle's. A Strange Name Game. In the February Banner, we had a matching nickname game. This month, we would like for you to match these cities with their states. Cities: Albuquerque, Kissimmee, Woonsocket, Chillicothe, Apple Valley, Bettles, Briceville, Boise, Pierre, Braintree. States: California, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Alaska, Vermont, Idaho, Missouri, Tennessee, Florida, New Mexico. Answers. Here is how you should match the left column to the right. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Kissimmee, Florida. Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Chillicothe, Missouri. Apple Valley, California. Bettles, Alaska. Briceville, Tennessee. Boise, Idaho. Pierre, South Dakota. Braintree, Vermont. High Times by Esther Campbell. Have you heard about Mrs. Beard's latest office? It's the Secretary General of the UN in her sociology class. The sophomore class needs a course in basic arithmetic to help them in running the snack bar. Students are clamoring for another sloppy day to be in full swing soon. Teachers had better be on the alert, because students sure won't be when spring fever starts going around. Isn't it exhilarating to know that it's apple blossom time once again? The latest on the hotline is the fact that 4 French 2 students' citizenship grades ranked on an average basis for rather humorous reasons. Grade School News. Miss Ware's 5th grade class visited the school for the deaf. Mrs. Godby's class is very busy learning about cooking. They have made chili and also cookies. In art, they are learning how to make plaster of Paris rabbits. For Easter, they are going to boil eggs, dye them, and finally make egg salad sandwiches. Mrs. Godby, Mrs. Ferry, and Mrs. Potts and their classes are going to visit the train roundhouse at Rood House. Mr. Messman's class went up to WLDS radio station, and the thing that they liked best was the teletype machine. The students have also made instruments to help them forecast their own weather. Mrs. Reed's class finished a class project of a mural showing parts of a farm, a community, and a jungle. The background is a copy of mosaic art. All of the children are very much pleased with their work of art. Mrs. Corey's class took a trip to Springfield, where they visited Lincoln's tomb and also the Illinois State Museum. They also have had their good grooming contest. Glenda Pukert won Miss Spick and Span, and Charles McClintock won Mr. Clean. The 7th grade in Mrs. Corey's class had a debate on whether or not we should leave Vietnam. The boys won. They were in favor of our being there. All of Mrs. Corey's students are studying French conversation every week. The 8th grade class has a service committee which is in charge of getting things uptown for anyone who needs items. The chairman of this committee is Shelley Schaubert. The other members are B. Mitchell and K. Coombs. Miss Sweeney's class has taken a trip to Illinois State Museum. Their student teacher, Mr. Jacoby, will be going to Peoria, where he will be teaching sight-saving classes. Jog your memory. Can you name these countries? Answers follow at the end of the article. 1. I lie between the Baltic Sea and the North Sea. I am almost surrounded by water, except on the south where I join Germany. My best natural resources are soil and the sea that surrounds me. Nearly 1/10 of my area grows forests. I am famous for my folk high schools. What country am I? 2. I am one of the oldest countries in the world. My name means the land of the Aryan people. I am a leading producer of oil. I also have many minerals, but am not very well developed. What am I? 3. I am an independent country in southern Europe. I am a boot-shaped peninsula which juts into the Mediterranean Sea. I am separated from the rest of Europe by the Alps' high peaks. What country am I? 4. I am one of the largest countries in the world. My population runs second to the largest. My capital is New Delhi. One of the oldest civilizations in the world was started here. My climate is damp and hot. What am I? 5. Kangaroos leap across the ground, and the Aborigines hunt in the bush and hunt for sea turtles in the Pacific Ocean. In the past week, the people of this land have changed from pounds and shillings to dollars and cents. What place am I? Answers. 1. Denmark. 2. Iran. 3. Italy. 4. India. 5. Australia. March winds. Let's be happy, let's be gay, for March has come, and we can say that spring is so very near to bring us beauty and lasting cheer. Little children love to fly, kites so high in the sky. The winds are blowing every place, sometimes cold, then it may race across the open fields and plain, and sometimes in the spring rain. So March winds blow and blow, letting spring come as we watch winter go. E. Campbell. Student Composition. I'll never see astronomy. I will never, ever see the wonders of astronomy, the sun, the moon, and stars above, and many other things I love. Every night they shine so bright and give off wondrous, sparkling light. Now they have all gone away. I think about them every day. For now they disappear from me, the wonders planetary. Mary Jo Wensloff.